I love to write in the deep night hours, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, through the night into the morning. If I don't have to work, then that's my ideal writing time. There's something really wondrous and mysterious and safe about writing in front of a window. And, you know, when all I can see is just blackness outside, I can't even see the trees. I love it. There's something about being in a room alone at a desk and working that way, kind of leaning into this deep companion that is also a void of recognizable things other than blackness. None of these things are necessary, but this is, you know, that's ideal. I think there's also something really exciting about, you know, stripping the world of daylight and being able to focus or hone in on a dissension to the matter of the work. Almost like I'm thinking of Edgar and Rich and, you know, diving into the wreck. It's almost like I'm at the bottom of an ocean during those hours. And I feel like it lends itself to a certain wonderment and honesty when it's just me in that giant space of time. And I also think it's wonderful to bear witness to, you know, the cusp land of night and morning. Especially back home in California, there's this kind of exaggerated clap that happens when the day is finally day again. It's as though, like, all the birds and people all of a sudden, like, have this giant waking moment where everything starts chirping at once. And it seems exciting to have a page on a desk and my hand on the page and a pencil in my hand or a pen during that hour, like allowing the page itself to be a wide open witness to the change that happens when the night is no longer night. I like the idea of the page aging during those hours. Yeah, that's my absolute favorite thing, to sit in front of a window and write in the middle